This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox as he takes a couple of days off this week. How you doing? Glad you are here this morning. Tomorrow, Ryan Recker will be in for him, and I'll be back on Thursday, if you're keeping track of all this craziness. But it's always fun to work with two of my very favorite people in the radio business. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the Democrat Party, which has the favorability of the Democrat Party has dropped and dropped and dropped. James Carville, I know you're saying who, I know, but he's been around forever. People listen to him. He actually said, I don't have a good image of the Democrat Party. And we'll tell you why coming up here in just a moment. But first, it's the Mark Cox shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
We as Democrats better do some soul searching about that. Why would we do that? It's not like we're blindly loyal like, you know, the Trump folks are. But there was it's OK to criticize people you like. In fact, that's what you need.
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun to watch the Democrats falling apart. We'll talk more about that coming up. But isn't it fun? Because usually it's the Republicans who are just constantly backbiting each other and not getting anything accomplished. Nice to see it on the other foot, so to speak.
She has the largest megaphone on the House side, and she uses that very well. I think she should use it to maybe go against Elon Musk and Donald Trump and not against our own party.
Yeah, well, you know what? Once again, you know, people have to get it together if they want to accomplish anything. That's for sure. But unfortunately, the Democrats aren't doing that very well, which is kind of fun, actually. It's kind of fun for us.
First of all, I just want to say I'm grateful for Chuck Schumer today. He helped defeat a racist Jim Crow filibuster in the Senate. And to stand up against the racist Jim Crow filibuster tactics.
Chuck Schumer, by the way, who's canceled his book tour this week. Did anybody know he'd written a book? Anybody? No. No, I didn't either.
I never liked Hamilton very much, and I never liked it. But we're going to get some very good shows. The thing that does well are Broadway hits.
I haven't seen Hamilton, so I have no comment on that whatsoever.
That is the definition of a Broadway hit.
I mean, it is a Broadway hit. I've not seen it on Broadway. I just saw the whatever streaming.
Disney Plus
had it, yeah. I need the subtitles because I have a hard time. They speak very quickly.
Yes. Yeah, on Disney Plus, you can watch it with
subtitles. It's hard. Like, even, you know, some of these shows I watch, I'm like, I need to be able to read the text. Because if you have an accent or you're speaking very quickly or you're singing and I'm supposed to actually pay attention to the words you're singing, I can't follow what's happening. And then I get irritated.
I think you need a nap.
That probably would help.
You're not wrong.
I think that's what it really comes down to. Yeah. So here's an interesting thing about the Democrat Party now. This is a CNN poll. I love to do the left-leaning polls. I mean, the right-leaning polls, you know what they're going to say. 29% favorability rating the Democrats have. Only 29% according to a CNN poll. Now, of course, that, you know, there are people who are independents and whatnot, but this has dropped 20 points since January 2021. This is fantastic. According to the data, 52% to 48% of Democrat-aligned adults state the party's leadership is currently taking the party in the wrong direction. That's fabulous. Then again, of course, on MSNBC, he was talking about the poll here and saying that Democrats believe their party's being too cooperative with President Trump. They don't have a choice. They have to cooperate with President Trump because, you know, what are they going to do? I'm not saying they shouldn't stand up to him. I'm not saying they shouldn't disagree with him. That's what we do here in America. But what are they going to do? There's nothing they can do to stop it. Do you remember who was it? Was it Jimmy Carter's? No, it wasn't. It was at Trump's inauguration. Remember that? And there was a lip reader who said when George Bush walked past Obama, do you guys remember that? And a lip reader said that George Bush said to Obama, how do we stop what's happening?
Oh, my favorite, though, is when the former presidents have some sort of an interaction and then you have the lip reader people who are trying to figure out what they said. Like, wasn't it, who was Obama talk? Was it Obama and Trump?
Yeah.
And they were having the conversation at the Jimmy Carter, was it the...
And Cammy looked over and...
Yeah. Evil eye.
Gave him the dead eye.
Yeah, the death stare.
Well, I'm sure there's a certain, I was going to say grudging respect. I'm not even sure if that's true among former presidents. But let's face it, it's a very elite club. They only mm-hmm. have a few left who've ever been president. I'm sure some of them don't like each other. Well, it's like any other group of people. You go to a radio convention, there are people in radio I don't like. Not very many, though. Frankly, most of them are fabulous. But, you know, there are people you might have to work with or deal with situations with. And, you know, they may not like them. Hollywood celebrities who get on the red carpet and they hate half the people there. I mean, this is just life.
Oh, I'm sure. You have to be polite. Any place you work, you deal with people that you might not get along the best with.
Right, absolutely. But, yeah, it was funny. But I thought that was such, if indeed that's, I think it was... Bush who said it, but I don't know if that's true or not that he actually said it, but that's what the lip reader said. But the interesting thing was, it was such a statement from the Democrat Party. How do we stop? Not him. How do we stop what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
That was a big statement because it is just a rollerball. I mean, it's just, they can't. They can't stop it, what Trump's doing. He's doing amazing things right now. And he's, you want to call it a wrecking ball? You might want to call it a wrecking ball, sure. But at the end of this, are things going to be better? I sure hope so.
Well, one of the things
as far as the government waste. And
I think one of the things that Trump has done is he's moved quickly. Now, you could argue that when it comes to firing some of these federal workers, maybe there needs to be a little more thought with that. I might argue that. I agree with letting go of a lot of them. But I think the way you go about it, you have to be a little more careful because this is it's people's livelihood, right? They might be the sole breadwinner in the family and they're relying on that salary to support them. So I think you have to be thoughtful in that. But I do think that Trump is good at moving quickly. He makes decisions fast and he knows what he wants and he's going to get it done. And this time around, he has put people in positions where he is on the same page with them and they will agree to, like, let's just get it done, right? There's no dilly-dallying.
Right.
And it's hard for him to keep up. It's hard for the Democrats to push back much because you blink and Trump's already taken 10 more actions.
That's right. And the thing is that Trump's been sitting there since last summer, since long before he won the election, realizing he probably was going to win the election and planning and plotting and scheming as to what he was going to do quickly. And one of the things that Trump said a while back in the Joe Rogan interview, a lot of things he said, obviously, but one of the things that he said was he knows so much more this time. You know, last time you wake up, I interviewed him the day of the 2016 election. Now he hadn't been president yet, but he was, you know, hoping that obviously that day he was going to win. But you go from that, having conversations with people, you know, around the country and all excited about it. And then all of a sudden you're the president, your entire life changes. And that's what he was talking about. The entire world changes when you become the president. And there were positions where he didn't know. I wouldn't know who to appoint mm-hmm. for various things. I mean, unless you were really on the inside. But now he's been there, done that, fought these people who tried to undermine him. And even he said there were people that I put in place at that time. I took bad advice from some people. Mm-hmm. I put people in, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said he took the wrong advice from some people, hired folks who were not loyal. And he learned his lesson that way. And so this time he's planned and plotted and schemed that I'm going to do this and this and this and this in a very decisive way, which someone like Elon Musk, Kash Patel, all these other people, Tom Homan, they know how to be decisive.
Right. Amen.
And it's great to see. It's what we voted for, right?
That's right. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, we didn't vote for more dilly-dallying. We had enough of that the last 4 years. Yeah, I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Okay, so I got to tell you guys a funny story. So I was flying recently from Reno to Vegas, and the plane was 2 hours late. So the Southwest person, Southwest girl at the gate, was trying to keep it interesting. So she started doing like a treasure hunt. You know, does anybody have this in their purse or that in their bag or whatever? Does anybody know this, that? Then she said, here it comes. Here it goes. Born and raised in South Detroit. So she said, without any music playing, she said, in the Journey song, what small town? I go, South Detroit! And I won $100 gift certificate.
Did you really?
Which doesn't exist.
Yes, ma'am.
There is no South Detroit.
I know, but that's not the point.
I know.
God, just when she gets rain on my parade,
just,
man. Yeah,
let Heidi have her win.
Can I have a win?
Man.
You won.
What small town? I know, but I just was like, South Detroit! Before she even finished the sentence, I was so excited. I was proud of myself.
Any delays or flight issues would be made a lot better if people could have fun like that. Play
Thank
the game.
You. And then she made me get up on the microphone and sing the line.
Did she really? Did you
on
do
that
it?
Little mic they hold up.
Well, you can sing, though. You know, you actually have a good
voice.
Yeah,
well, I didn't do it that well. I just kind of
I'm sure you're being bashful.
Enough to win the $100.
Like a voucher for the airline or just...
I want $100 voucher for the airline.
Well, you know what? You can use it to pay for your baggage because they're now going to start charging for baggage as of the end of May. So have fun with that, Southwest.
Here's what I don't understand about that whole thing with Southwest. It's, okay, you used to get 2 free bags,
yep.
right? And then everyone
still
used to carry
do now every... until what end of okay. May, I guess.
Right, but here's the thing. Why didn't they just split the baby and say, okay, you'll get 1 free bag? Why are they going
That's for
total
the A-list members.
Nuclear?
No, I agree, but they should do, why not? But she's saying, why not just do 1 free bag for everybody?
Well,
and then if you're an
you A-list. A-list.
Well, if you're an A-list member, then you get 2. Problem is, a lot of people don't bring 2.
If you get your credit, if you get the credit card, you get the 2.
I have no loyalty anymore to Southwest.
Yeah, I've never been on an A-list in my life.
Well, and even the rewards program is not as great as it will not be as great as it is now. I think they're going, I know that they factor this in when they're determining to make a move like this. They know they're going to lose people, but they also know that if they keep their prices low enough, people will still want to fly Southwest, or there may be some brand loyalty that people, for whatever reason, just like that airline. But the right. CEO is like, oh, this is, it's in our DNA to offer the best service and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's in your DNA to have free bags. That's your DNA.
But here's the thing. Where will they lose people? To who?
Delta,
everybody else
American?
Charges.
Yeah, but
they all charge for bags.
I know, but people are mad. And so out of spite, they're going to see if the other airlines can compete with prices. The only chance they have at winning is to have either more direct flights, which they claim they do, or to have cheaper prices for the actual flight. Because otherwise, what's the point? Delta has its fancy little Delta. If you're a member, you get the lounge area. So people probably are motivated now to consider that if they can afford it. Right. I mean, aren't the other airlines known for having better snacks on the plane too?
You know,
or am I making that up?
Honestly, no, I don't fly that much, but the people who do know all the ins and outs of this. When I fly, which is rare, I'm looking for cheap and direct.
Yeah.
I want a direct flight. I don't care about the time because, you know, I'm a pretty early riser anyway. So I want but I want direct. That's more important to me almost than anything. But I know people who will book a flight intentionally so they can change planes if it's more than 3 hours or something because they want to be able to walk around. I mean, can you imagine getting
in the airport? No.
I'm telling you, I have heard from people who like to change planes because they don't want to sit on a plane for 4 or 5 hours. I don't understand that either. It makes no sense to me to get off the plane, walk around, get back on the plane, go through all the hassle. I'd rather just sit there and be there an hour earlier myself. But other people, you know, that's what they like to do. I don't get it.
I don't like my ears popping multiple times. And now having a son, who, by the way, we now have to pay for because he's two, which is sad because we're going to Boston and parts of New Hampshire this summer. And I wanted a direct flight because I'm like, I don't want to have my son, you know, we're already worried enough about that. I'll be like 8 months pregnant at that point. So my husband's going to have to be the one. I'll be like 30 something. At like 30.
Yeah.
6 weeks, maybe they'd probably say no, but I won't be that far along.
I thought it was last trimester.
She'll still be thinner.
I'll be fine.
8 months pregnant than most of the people.
If I go into labor, then I go into labor.
All right, there you go into labor.
But it'll be a story.
Your child, we have to worry about their ears popping and things like that, right? They get upset when they
take
off.
They say try to like have them eat something. I don't know. Someone send me tricks because I'm nervous.
Can you give a two-year-old gum? I'm asking a really stupid question. I'm not a mom.
No.
Don't make fun of me, anybody.
If you want him to swallow it, you could, but he tries to eat everything.
Like have him chew it just for a second and make sure that you get it right back?
I'll just have him drink something and try to keep swallowing like that or give him a snack. That's my plan,
I guess it's out to do. Remember the old thing we used to do, plug our nose and blow?
Oh, I hate doing that.
I know, but it works.
Uh-uh.
I'm not suggesting it. I hear it's not good for your ears. I'm sure audiologists are out there screaming at me right now.
Oh, I know. Well, they suggest it. By the way, Carl, it says most say you shouldn't fly after 36 weeks.
Okay. Oh, when
so we I went, will not we, be that far
when
along.
We flew to Morocco. My wife was at 32 and they had to get a doctor's note.
Oh, really? That's also a really long flight, though.
It was.
It's a long flight. Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know if Southwest is going to lose a lot of people, if they're just going to have people more irritated on planes. That's what we need, more videos about that. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Good morning. Hope you have power.
Hi.
A lot of crazy stuff's happened over the last few days in the area, that's for sure. I'm here with a couple of my favorite people in the radio world, sitting in for Mark. I'll be back again on Thursday. Ryan Recker will be here tomorrow. I don't know if you heard the story, Kim. In Illinois, in the Deerfield Public Schools, they had an issue in the locker room where, listen to this, administrators and teachers entered the junior high school girls' locker room to force girls to change into their gym clothes after they refused to do so in the presence of a male who identifies as a girl.
Mm.
Forced them to take their clothes off. Here's a woman who, a parent who complained. Her name is Nicole Georges. Her daughter first encountered the male in the girls' restroom in February. She contacted the administration, which allegedly told her its legal counsel said students must be allowed to use facilities for the opposite sex. Here, it gets better. It gets better. This is the stuff I hope Trump's going to put a stop to. Illinois Department of Human Rights said the discomfort or privacy concerns of other students, teachers, and parents are not valid reasons to deny or limit the full and equal use of facilities based on a student's gender-related identity. I'm not even making this up. It gets better. One more thing, then I've got some audio to play for you. The mother said she rejected the district's offer that her daughter switch gym classes to avoid the male rather than require the male to use a gender-neutral room. The girls just want their privacy, she said, and they want their locker room back. Right. Some protesters showed up at an event to discuss this, and this is really scary, what one of the protesters had to say.
Excuse me.
I have the mic.
Let's be respectful. Please be respectful of each other's times.
Listen. Targeting a middle school student because of your white God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Can we pause for a second? This is a time for us to listen, to hear your viewpoint, and we want to hear
God.
That. All right,
okay.
So thank you.
Yes. So children that are raised by those who hate, vilify, and fearmonger will hate, vilify, and fearmonger their peers.
Okay, so, you know, your white God, it just goes to show how godless these people are.
Is that the mom of the actual student?
I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but that's one of the people who had the shirt on, like protesting, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's all part of an agenda, as mm-hmm. you know.
I don't get why they can't just go to a gender neutral space or like go to a single stall bathroom, because the idea with a lot of these locker rooms is that you're changing out in the open. So I don't think that the girls, like the biological actual girls, should have to go to an individual bathroom stall to change. But I think if there's any concern and someone identifies the other way, which I obviously wouldn't agree with, but I'm saying, okay, well, if the school's not going to say we're going to force you out, then why can't they just say, okay, well, you know what, we're going to have you change in a stall.
Right.
Like a single stall.
Yeah. Junior high. I've been a junior high girl. You've been
it's
a junior
an awkward
high. That's
phase.
The worst time of your
hard.
Life to mm-hmm. be in the locker room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to get graphic here. Some girls develop early. Some don't. Mm-hmm. I was the some don't side of it, you know, and I'm sure it's with the same boys. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, it's sure. it's a very, very awkward time of your life. And the last thing you want to be doing is changing in front of a girl. I tried to get out of gym as much as I could. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't my deal. But the idea that you're having to do that and then change in front of somebody who's biologically male.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever watch the Charlie Kirk videos that he posts online where he battles? I don't want to say battles, but he goes back and forth with college students. He
yeah,
lets them walk up to
them.
The mic and ask anything. Mm-hmm. Well, I was watching one yesterday and this girl was upset saying, you know, why don't you respect trans people and trans rights and all these things? And he's like, well, I respect them as people. And because in his mind, he says we're all made in God's image. But I'm not going to. It's not loving of me to try to affirm something that's just not factual. Right. That they are saying that they're a girl, but they're actually a biological boy. And so he was then asking this girl, you know, well, let's just say an adult tried to say he or she was 12 years old. Would we say, OK, yep, we'll go ahead and agree to that. And she said no. And he's like, well, then how is this any different? It's actually a really good question to ask. The best way,
right.
in my opinion, to kind of combat some of this craziness is to just start asking questions, because you'll find that they don't have a lot of answers and you can more easily corner them. And they realize what they've been sold is a lie.
Right. And I'm so bored with the idea that you're phobic or something because you don't want your child being undressed or choosing to undress, or not even choosing to, being forced to undress in front of a teenage boy or whatever. Nobody hates trans people. There's nobody here on this show. Nobody I know hates trans people. I don't understand it. I think there's something else going on, because, you know, the suicide rates are much higher. We all know that it clearly doesn't fix you. Let me put it that way. Or you get parts chopped off, take the hormones, be crazy. By the way, Linda McMahon, God bless her, Secretary of Education, had an event in honor of D-Trans Day. Did you hear mm-hmm. anything about that
yeah,
this week?
They
no,
disrupted
not
them.
Yeah. So the point is, there are many people who've gone this route, taken hormones and whatnot, who have horrible regrets. They've been ruined physically. Not going to get into all that. But they've been ruined physically. They've been many times damaged psychologically, not only from the medicine, but because of the whole quote unquote transition. You can't become something you weren't born. It's not possible. But okay, putting all that aside, go ahead and do what you want to do. But why do your rights supersede my rights? It's like, it's similar to, and it's not the same thing, but it's similar to the homeless. Why does a homeless person have the right to sleep anywhere, you know, do other things in public, have their take all their, why do they have rights I don't have? Mm-hmm. Why do they have the rights to sleep on a private person's property? Why do they have the, you know, there, why is it that I can respect you as a human being? I can have compassion for you, but you don't have more rights than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
that's
a double
what
standard.
Continues to happen.
Yep.
Right.
It's a good
right.
point. For some reason, there's an exception made, not just with them, but in a lot of cases, for whatever reason, it's oh, yeah. like, oh, well, you know what? We feel bad for you. It's all about
right.
wanting to make sure you don't hurt anyone's feelings. And you're not based in reality. You're not actually, there's no truth behind it. And there is only one truth. And that's what I think has been the craziest thing for me watching all of this chaos evolve over the last number of years is everyone just has their own version of their truth. And that's just not... The truth is the truth because it's the truth. There's only one truth. Like, we all right. have this idea of eternal life and what happened. Well, guess what? Like, someone's right. Someone's right and someone's wrong. It's not you might be right and you might be right and you might be right. No, there is one way that is right.
Right. Absolutely. That's true. And you know, this idea, you know, we're just concerned about what's happening with people. We see the damage being done. We see people who are not happier. Once again, that's none of my business either. But when you're trying to cram this agenda down my throat and you're trying to force my child to see things my child shouldn't see or force me to accept somebody who doesn't even know who they are, you don't even know who you are. And you want me to keep track of whether you're a boy or girl this week? Once again, not picking on them, but why is it that you're constantly encroaching on my rights? All I'm saying is have a separate bathroom for them, a separate locker room, whatever, fine, go ahead. But your child shouldn't be competing with my child in sports. It's one thing to be in gym class. Another thing to be competing in sports when you can, you know the story about that young lady who was nearly killed as a volleyball player mm-hmm. by a male yeah. player who came down and that God bless Trump, he highlighted her in one of his speeches. You know, that's the problem. These people, they have a right to exist, sure, but don't take away my right to live my normal life.
Well, you know what you need to do, Heidi, is just identify as like a bird or something. And then you go set up a nest in someone's front yard, right, or
right.
on their porch. And you can just make really loud squawking noises at all hours of the day. And if anyone questions you on it, you say, well, I am a bird. And who are you to tell me right. I'm not? And you shouldn't be concerned about, no privacy concern should be my worry, my issue, if I'm peering into your window while you're changing, because I am a bird. And this is what birds do.
Right. I went into a donut shop the other day and there was a sign on the door that said no pets. Okay, makes sense. And I walk in, there's a woman in the corner, homeless, with a dog. And about 8 bags of stuff in the corner of the donut shop. She's allowed to stay. She's allowed to bring a dog. She's allowed to have, I'm serious, like 8 or 9 bags of stuff and was clearly homeless. Okay. Now it's a private business, so none of my business. I just got my donut left. But the truth is, why is she allowed to bring her dog in? Why is she allowed to bring 18 bags of crap in there when, in why?
Unless it's a service dog, that would be the only time I would ever say that makes sense. I'm going to go with no, probably not in this case.
I'm going to go with probably not is right. And so, you know, your rights stop at my door. You're constantly overlapping mm-hmm. my rights, and that's not fair to me. And this happens all the time with all of these issues, it seems. But for someone to say, you're white, God, boy, doesn't that tell you where they're coming from? That they're all freaked out about our white God. Yeah, he's white. Do you have a color? Does he have a color?
I think God's purple.
I think so, too. Maybe. Certainly. Yeah. You're white, God. That's so great. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Tomorrow, Ryan Recker will be with you. I will be back on Thursday. That's a warning to Kim and Carl. A warning.
We're looking forward to it.
We are.
I want to hear about you with Hookers for Jesus.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. So later today, I'm going to be recording a television thing. My friend Annie Lobert is her name. And she runs an organization called, in Vegas, called Hookers for Jesus. And she's run this organization for, I've known her more than 15 years. So about 20 years, close to 20 years. Yeah. And she is a young lady who was in the life, as they call it, involved in that, got caught up in the trafficking world, and she works tirelessly to help young ladies get out of the trafficking world. So
that's
her
cool.
organization is called
profession.
Hookers for Jesus. Yeah, it's a noble profession. I mean, I've interviewed people who are everything from, I had a brothel madam on one time. That was interesting. Well, I mean, I don't agree with that.
The sex trafficking thing is just so sad because I covered. I had a lot of interest in this whole issue in Nashville when I worked there. I worked with a nonprofit that helped survivors of sex trafficking, and it's so sad.
It is.
Like I understand it's people really are sad. People are prostitutes and they want to be, but there's a lot of people who are being controlled, and there's just a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, how many want to be? I actually had somebody call the show one time, my show, and she said, "Well, this is what I want to do for a living. How dare you tell me, not to do it?" And okay, I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I just believe it's a soul killing industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would tell you not to do it because it is because I don't agree with it.
Well, it destroys people. Mm-hmm. It destroys your soul. To do that. And we see these people on internet, without getting into names and stuff, who are doing some things, let's Olympic, so to speak, of these kinds of activities. And it's just, it kills your soul. And that's what people don't understand. And they say, well, come on, it's an honest, he wants it, she's going to sell it, And that's not the way God set that whole system up to be in the first place. That's not where you're supposed to get intimacy.
Right. I went to Amsterdam, and I remember in college, and you kind of for whatever reason we walked through the red light district, and it's just so sad, and it's it just kind of like even talking about it now just kind of I'm just cringing and sad.
When I see these girls, and there are certain parts of Vegas where they're still walking up and down the street, and I will drive up there once in a while past those streets. Tropicana is a big one. And I'll see them on the street, and I just want to pull over and say, can you just get in my car and can I just change your life? But the problem is, I'm not judging them. Believe me, I'm not judging them. I want to help them. But I also know that there's probably somebody watching them, and I'd probably be in mortal danger if I did something stupid like that. And I know there are organizations out there. But I when I see them walking up the street at 6 o'clock in the morning, in their fishnets, I'm thinking to myself, did you want to be a ballerina when you grew up, or did you want to do this?
Yeah, they might feel like it's their only option to make money. Chris is saying on YouTube, it affects kids as well. Think about some of the kids whose moms are on OnlyFans. I mean, we've heard of a lot of teachers who are saying they're not being paid enough, and I'm not going to argue against that, but it is just sad when you see these teachers who are in front of the classroom with the kids, during the day, and then at night they're selling themselves basically on OnlyFans.
Yeah. It's a really sick world that and it always has been. There's always been that undercurrent, but it's just really sad. And there are people who try to defend it, but they're generally not the people involved in it. And they're the ones who are benefiting from it. And the trafficking in human beings all over the world is just horrendous.
Well, and think about how VR will change things, because that's really ramping up right now with, I guess, I say video games. It's not even video games, but think about virtual reality and people who feel like they are quite literally right there in the midst of one of these interactions. I mean, that's a whole nother layer of darkness right there that we could be entering into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I have enough trouble with reality as it is. I don't need to get those glasses on. It's just very sad. But I'm looking forward to talking to Annie. I don't know what the conversation will be or when she'll post it, but when she does, I will let you guys know.
Yeah.
Also, I do a podcast that's on the Odyssey app. Hello, Heidi Harris Show. Odyssey app, Heidi Harris Show. So check it out. Just saying. Mostly I talk about culture more so than politics.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Because to me, culture is a reflection of our spiritual state, and that's really not up for politicians to fix.
Amen.
That's how I look at it. Okay, guys, I will see you again on Thursday. Ryan Recker will see you tomorrow. And Mark Cox will be back, I don't know, in a couple of days, I guess.
Monday.
But it's been fun to be here. And I'll see you again on Thursday. Thanks, guys. Everybody have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.